You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. In a race that's supposed to be nonpartisan, a candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice has been endorsed by the president and is being financed by Elon Musk. Lisa Hale has more.
Just hours after Brad Schimmel announced that President Donald Trump has endorsed him, Schimmel's opponent in the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, Susan Crawford, was in Green Bay and Oshkosh.
You know, it was not a surprise, and in fact, I thought they'd sewn it up weeks ago. He's obviously been in the pocket of Elon Musk for many months now. Musk has basically taken over the financing of his campaign. So it's just more evidence that Brad Schimmel is running this race to try to push a partisan agenda to the Wisconsin Supreme Court and turn the Supreme Court into an arm of, you know, the Doge agenda.
Crawford kicked off a 10-day, 2,400-mile, 21-county campaign tour of the state on Saturday. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice wraps up with the ballot on April 1st. Early voting is already underway.
And a lawsuit is done, for now, in connection to an officer-involved shooting that led to protests in Milwaukee 5 years ago. Stuart J. Wiles has more.
The civil trial of former Wauwatosa officer Joseph Mensa ended in a hung jury. Jurors recently were unable to determine if he should pay damages for the 2020 shooting death of Alvin Cole outside of Mayfair Mall. A retrial has been set for September, prolonging the legal battle over the incident that led to Mensa's resignation from the Wauwatosa Police Department.
And the Wisconsin State Senate has unanimously passed a bill meant to protect women receiving medical care who were either unconscious or under anesthesia. The bill would require written consent to perform pelvic exams on women involving a medical student. Now the bill still needs to pass the full assembly before heading to Governor Tony Evers. Amid harsh debate on Thursday, Republicans in the Wisconsin State Assembly approved four bills restricting the rights of transgender kids in the state. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
Two of the bills would restrict trans kids from joining women's sports teams from kindergarten through college. One would bar minors from accessing gender-affirming care, and the other would not allow students to use different names or pronouns without permission from their parents. Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto any bills he sees as targeting the LGBTQ+ community.
And the Paragons are back on their power plant perch. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
The Falcons are once again nesting at Wisconsin power plants, continuing a conservation effort that began over 30 years ago. That's when We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service installed nest boxes at their facilities. The program has resulted in the hatching of more than 450 chicks. Three We Energies facilities and one WPS facility are live streaming the nest activities.
And a local event will bring students up close and personal with the great outdoors. The Wisconsin Envirothon is an environmental science competition for middle and high school students hosted by the Wisconsin Land and Water Conservation Association. This one-day event has people get their hands dirty in activities in wildlife, aquatic ecology, forestry, soils, land use, and current environmental issues. Environmental specialists from across the state will be there and volunteer their time to judge the competition. The winning high school team goes on to compete at the National Conservation Foundation Envirothon, which is the largest high school educational environmental program in North America. 24 teams will compete in this year's state competition, which takes place on April 11th at Lions Camp in Rosholt. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Badgers women win the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Ohio State 4-3. Kirsten Sims with two goals, one to tie it up, the other for the win in overtime.
All year, we have been unbelievable all year. Top to bottom, this team has had so much depth. There's so much talent everywhere. To just be able to come out on top and prove it time and time again, and then to really prove it in a game like this, and this is a huge adverse game that we had to go through, and to be able to still come out on top just shows how incredible of a group this is, and I couldn't be happy enough for us.
It's the eighth time the Badgers have won the women's national title under head coach Mark Johnson, who praised Sims' performance.
National championship game. If you miss, the game's probably over. Then it comes down to who wants to step up. A couple players mentioned Kirsten. The ownership's hers. I'll take it. Okay, go get it.
There's a team celebration open to fans tonight at the LeBron Arena in Madison. NBA, the Bucks are in Phoenix against the Suns. Milwaukee beating the Kings over the weekend 114-108. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Variety reports that Paul Thomas Anderson's new film will be out soon. The director hasn't had a new release since 2021's Licorice Pizza. A teaser trailer just dropped for the film One Battle After Another, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Regina Hall, and Benicio del Toro. The film tells the story of a group of ex-revolutionaries who rescue one of their colleagues' daughters. One Battle After Another is expected in theaters in September of this year. Remember when politicians used to actually step down after scandals? There was Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski. Horribly divisive postage stamp scandal that led to his exit from politics, and of course Al Franken, who stepped down years ago after a controversial photo. I'm sure there were others too. Rostenkowski is a terrible actor, but luckily Al Franken still has chops. He is headed back to the Senate, this time in a fictitious role on the show Residence, a mystery that dropped on Netflix last week. I don't usually break news here, even if it's entertainment related, but there is always an exception. Vanna White, who has been turning letters on Wheel of Fortune for 43 years, recently disclosed to Drew Barrymore on her talk show that she has worn over 8,000 dresses. That's almost 1,000 more than Pat Sajak recently confessed to wearing. The beloved 68-year-old White says she's never taken a dress home, but the show does lend them out to her occasionally for big events. The wardrobe disclosure comes after White confessed to only working 34 days a year. What is the secret to keeping a show on the air for a long stretch? Many would say is to keep infusing it with fresh talent, whether it be writing, producing, or casting. The Emmy-winning show Only Murders in the Building has adapted that formula as they've added many actors over the years. The most recent addition to the cast will be Christoph Waltz. Variety reports that the two-time Oscar winner will join the show for season 5. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune into Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want to star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a little breezy this morning, but the wind will gradually die down this afternoon. We will see some sunshine later today, too. Our high in the upper 30s to low 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.